As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
The Athletic.
Hi folks, welcome to another episode of the Athletic FPL podcast. I'm Mark McGerrigan. You'll find me on Twitter at FPL General. I'm recording this episode on Friday morning ahead of a Sunday deadline for Double Game Week 37, which is at 10:30 a.m. UK time. Double Game Week 36 was a crazy game week, one of the swingiest I can recall, and I've been playing this game for a long time. It was a good reminder of why you should never give up hope in this game. 100 point mini league leads have been wiped out in a flash. Game Week 37 could be another swingy game week with doubles for Aston Villa, Burnley, Crystal Palace, Everton and Leicester, with plenty of free hit chips being activated, including my own. On today's episode, I welcome a good friend of mine to the 59th Minute Club, do a quick game week review, talk you through my free hit watch list, answer questions from Twitter, and take a look at captaincy for the weekend. I'll also go through a free hit draft, my latest draft ahead of the weekend. If you'd like to become an Athletic subscriber, visit theathletic.com/FPL pod to avail of the latest discount offer for new subscribers. A big warm welcome to the 59th Minute Club, Rafinha. I added him to the watch list last week. I was considering him, bringing him in for the double game week. Thank God I didn't. A 59th minute substitution against Arsenal. Also got a yellow card, so he got a big fat 0-pointer in that game. And then he got 2 points in the second game as well. So good to see a familiar face join the 59th Minute Club. He was the only one in Game Week 36. Hopefully we'll get one or two more additions before the end of the season. A quick review of Game Week 36. I want to keep this brief because it was a painful one. Used my two free transfers. Ward-Prowse and Fabian Schär went out. Anthony Gordon came in, as did Marcus Alonso. I had the issue a lot of people had last week. The deadline was a little bit later on the Saturday, 1:30 UK time. Too much time to think about transfers. Usually I'm coaching on a Saturday morning. We didn't have a game on Saturday, so I spent a couple of hours looking at FPL and I ended up on Alonso instead of Laporte. I was between those two. And in hindsight, when you've got a chance to buy a City defender or a Chelsea defender, it probably should be the City defender all day long. But Laporte does have an injury now. Hopefully Alonso starts Game Week 38 and can outscore Laporte over that period of 3 game weeks. So not fantastic transfers. Finished on 87 points. I was ranked 10k. I've almost doubled that to 19k now. So I've got 2 game weeks to claw it back. 26 points behind the top 10k. So I'm probably going to have to be a little bit creative with my free hit picks and maybe go against some of the most popular assets in the game. The good and the bad, good returns from Harry Kane, Mason Mount, glad I kept Mount even though he didn't play the first game. Cancelo, as usual, does the business. Reece James and Alonso at least got me a clean sheet. the bad blanks again for Ramsdale, Trent, Robertson, Salah captain, Saka and Kulusevski. So not a great game week when you look in mini leagues and you see people scoring 180 and 190. So well done if you had a big game week. In particular, well done if you're on captain De Bruyne, or I've seen quite a few triple captain De Bruyne. That is what FPL is all about. I look at my watch list now. So this is a free hit watch list. So it's very much focused only on game week 37 rather than 37 and 38 because my free hit is active. Goalkeepers, I'm looking at Pickford or Martinez. Currently Pickford is in my latest draft, but I do like the idea of going Martinez because I think most people go Pickford. So again, I'm going to try and go different as much as I can this week just to try and make up those 26 points on the top 10K. I mean, a lot of the top 10K are going to be on a free hit as well, so I'm probably going to have to avoid even some of the popular free hit picks, which I'll talk about later when it comes to the draft. Defenders on the radar this week, Trent and Robertson. So the decision is, do I keep both? Do I keep one? Or do I go with neither? And I'm currently leaning towards going with neither just because they're highly owned assets and I'm probably going to get double game week defenders instead and then just hope that Southampton score against Liverpool. Liverpool have the FA Cup final on Saturday, so we'll have a bit more information on them before we have to make our FPL decisions on Sunday. It's a Saturday-Tuesday turnaround for Liverpool with that FA Cup game and then the Southampton League game. Cancelo may survive. I just find it very, very hard to go without Cancelo, even on a free hit, even when he's highly owned. Just one of the best picks in the game. So Cancelo's probably one of the few single game week assets that will probably make it. I'm not saying definitely, but at the moment he hasn't left the squad. Then we're on to double game week defenders. Popular assets, Luca Dean and Matty Cash. I quite like the double up there. Then you've got Everton. Mikalenko looks the most exciting wingback option, but I do think Michael Keane and Mason Holgate are good options as well. Then you're kind of going a bit more left field. You could go someone like Castagna from Leicester, but one of the games is Chelsea, which is not ideal. Someone like Klein at Crystal Palace, only 4.3 million, played a lot of games recently. But again, two away games for Palace, don't love that for clean sheet potential. And Sessegnon at Tottenham, even though it's only one game for him, cheap asset, home to Burnley, should be a clean sheet and maybe some attack and returns as well. So that's the defensive picks on the watch list for free hit. On to midfielders, Liverpool, Salah, Mane, Diaz and Jota, all four under consideration, and a lot will depend on minutes in the FA Cup final. For example, if Jota doesn't start the FA Cup final, I think he'll be in my free hit squad for the Southampton game, and the same goes for Diaz. I'm probably going to take on Salah and go against him on the free hit, take him out and hope that he continues to have a quiet game week like he has in recent game weeks. Or better still, if I do go without him, I will hope Klopp benches him again after the FA Cup game. Heung-min Son definitely coming in. Haven't really owned him much at all this season, even though he's only got one game. Chasing down Salah, just one goal behind him now in the race for the Golden Boot. So Son will definitely be in my squad for that Burnley fixture. De Bruyne is under consideration as well, as is Phil Foden. Although I think the West Ham game away from Manchester City is not the easiest, especially now that West Ham are out of Europe. So I'm not 100% on De Bruyne, even though I think there's a good chance he will be in there alongside Cancelo. Also, then double game week midfielders, Wilfred Zaha. I like Gallagher as well, just as a 1 week punt. Gallagher hasn't done much second half of the season, but I think he's always got the potential there to do well over the course of two games. James Maddison, if we trust him for fitness, good option. But again, one of the games is Chelsea, which might put me off. Dewsbury Hall, just if I need a cheap player for the bench. Everton midfielders, Gordon, still like him, but I think Damari Gray could be an interesting punt, again, for someone like me who's trying to make up grounds. Coutinho, like him more now that he signed the contract, signed for Aston Villa permanently. I think I seen that on Twitter last night. I was having doubts about him when he was benched recently, and there was some doubts as to whether he was going to sign for Villa or not. I think the fact that he has signed now makes him a better asset, because the way I was looking at it was, if he hadn't signed for Villa, maybe they start using Buendia with one eye on next season. But I think Coutinho's minutes should be better now that he's confirmed to be there next season. And then I think the biggest punt of all in midfield is probably Corney at Burnley. They've got the double game week, but it's his fitness. He very rarely plays two games back to back. Strikers on the watch list, the usual suspects for free hit, Richarlison, pretty much locked into most free hit squads, I think, and I think I'll go there as well. Question is whether to captain him or not. Ollie Watkins, fitness dependent. If his fitness is not good, if we don't get a positive update from Gerrard, I think Danny Ings becomes an excellent pick. And then you've got Jamie Vardy as well, fresh off a brace. And, you know, one good fixture, I think it is against Watford. And then Watford and Norwich, I can't think off the top of my head, but it's one good fixture for Vardy, and then Chelsea in the second game. So Vardy, expensive. You probably need to take out a premium asset to get Vardy in, but it is quite tempting, again, if you're chasing. So Vardy, Richarlison, Watkins and Ings under consideration for the free hit strikers.
This episode is supported by Season 3 of FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League 2 after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher division. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenges and rise again into League 1? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX. Stream on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Moving on now to the questions from Twitter. First one is from Sean Henderson. Should we stick or twist with Mohamed Salah? Sean says, Kevin De Bruyne has killed me in my mini leagues and rivals have closed the gap. So yeah, I'm on Salah, but I don't think he'll be in my free hit squad. I'll just welcome him back for game week 38. For those who are not on a free hit, I think there is big temptation to go from Salah to Son if you don't have him. Salah to Kevin De Bruyne, obviously, after his four goals. But I think when it comes to fixtures, Salah's are pretty good. Liverpool have Southampton away and then Wolves at home on the final day. So in terms of fixtures, I think Liverpool's are probably the best when it comes to Salah versus KDB. Tottenham do have very good fixtures as well, though, Burnley and Norwich. So I think Son is the best player to own out of all three for the final two game weeks. And then it comes down to whether you want to switch to KDB from Salah. Again, a lot depends on FA Cup. Let's say the FA Cup goes to extra time. Let's say Salah plays 120 minutes. Then you're worried about his minutes on Tuesday night. So then I think it's much easier to sell Salah if he gets significant minutes in that FA Cup final. So we probably can't give a definitive answer on that one until after the game on Saturday. So keep a close eye on Salah's minutes and more so his performance, because he hasn't been scoring too many goals recently, while Son and KDB have been smashing it. So for me, because it's free hit, it's an easy one. I just keep him, play him in 38, unless I go Salah to Son in 38, which is quite luxurious though. I'll probably have other issues to deal with by the time that arrives. But yeah, I think it's fine to sell Salah, given his form, given, you know, rotation concerns with the two cup finals coming up as well. And quite simply, I think you play the season that's in front of you. And at the moment, Salah is not on it, while Kevin De Bruyne and Heung-Min Son are. And I would certainly rather own Son for the final two game weeks. I think he could go on and catch Salah and beat him for the Golden Boots. You've seen how upset Son was when he was substituted in that Arsenal game. So I think that's the kind of player you want to have. Obviously, Salah's going to try and fight him off. But yeah, Son, I think, is the man to own at the moment. Question from FPL King. I'm chasing down a 40-point deficit in my mini-league. We both have Salah. Should I get rid and gamble? With the league almost gone for Liverpool and looming Champions League and FA Cup finals, could Salah see more rotation? Yeah, I think there is every chance. We've seen it recently that Klopp is not afraid to bench Salah. I think it's happened twice recently, because he has such strong options now with Luis Diaz as well. Fantastic player. He's got Jota, he's got Mane. Firmino seems to be coming back to fitness now as well. So Salah is probably not the sure starter that he once was, given, you know, and just how many games Liverpool have to play as well. So it's a lot of money to be paying for a player when we can't guarantee that he's going to play. Whereas when we know with Heung-Min Son and Kevin De Bruyne at the moment as well, while the league is still alive, those two players are definitely going to start. I do think Salah will start both league games, but there is those slight seeds of doubt now on those recent benchings. So if you're 40 points behind and you both have Salah, I think that's one of the places where you gamble. I think you do take Salah out there and you go for Son if your rival doesn't have him, or you can go KDB either way. Question from Stephen Fuel. Who is the best Saka replacement at around 6.5 million after his poor double game week? Yeah, so I think a lot of people will sell Saka now. They've got Newcastle this week. There's plenty of teams with a double game week. Arsenal are just a bit of a mess at the moment. That was a nightmare performance from them against Tottenham on Thursday night. So I think Saka probably is a sell now if you're looking for a double game week player. If you've got a little bit more than 6.5 million, if you can stretch to 6.9, I think Wilfred Zaha is probably the best pick. If you can't quite get there, I quite like Conor Gallagher as a differential. Hasn't done much second half of the season, but could do well in the double game week. Still getting into good positions and passing the eye test. And then you've got the Everton guys as well. Gordon is the popular, highly owned asset at the moment. Damari Gray is the differential option. I don't think there's too much between those two players. But I think Zaha, if you can afford it, is the way I would go from Saka. Question from Luka Ristovic. Should we go for Cash or Luka Dean? And is there any risk of rotation with those players? I'm not too concerned about rotation there. Again, when it gets to game week 37, 38, for every team that doesn't have too much to play for, we could see some rotation from popular picks. But I don't think you let that put you off. I think you just take your pick of Cash or Luka Dean. I think I might end up with both of them on a free hit because, you know, most people who don't have a free hit will probably only have one Villa defender. I'm even tempted to go triple up with Martinez just to, as a way of being different for this game week. If it's a straight shootout between Cash and Dean, I think I'll go Cash, just more of a goal threat. He's got the 3 goals this season. Luka Dean doesn't have any. I think their assist threat is pretty similar. And the main reason I like Cash over Dean is a nightmare FPL asset. He has been for a long time. Injuries, zero pointers, minus ones. He's very, very unpredictable. He's got the big scores in him as well. But I think for me, Cash is the safer pick, who's less likely to pick up an injury and only play one of the two games. Question from Johnny Small. Who are the best 3 or 4 premium assets to own on a free hit this week? So I think it is quite tricky to fit in 4. So I think 3 is the most likely scenario for most people. Son is the number one pick. I think I would have Kevin De Bruyne number 2 now. And then you've probably got a choice to make between Salah and Kane. I didn't mention Kane in my free hit watch list, but I should have because I haven't ruled out keeping him alongside Son for the Burnley fixture, even though they've only got one game. I think Spurs could put 3 or 4 past Burnley, and Kane and Son are likely to be involved there. So Son and Kevin De Bruyne, I think, are the best picks. And then it's a choice of Salah or Kane. At the moment, I'm probably leaning towards Kane. It's very dangerous. This podcast is becoming an anti-Salah podcast, which is not a... He's not the kind of player you should be betting against. And I haven't ruled out keeping Salah on my free hit. But I think in my position, I've got to let him go and try and gamble elsewhere. I probably will have a Liverpool midfielder, but it's probably going to be Jota or Diaz, depending on FA Cup minutes. So best 3 premium assets, Son number 1, De Bruyne number 2, and I'm going to just about put Kane ahead of Salah at the moment. But again, minutes dependent in the FA Cup. Let's say Salah doesn't get a huge amount of minutes. Let's say he gets 70 minutes in the FA Cup. I put him back to number 3 ahead of Harry Kane for the weekend. But it's just that Burnley fixture for Tottenham. I think it could be a good one for Harry Kane. So that's why I'm considering him, you know, quite highly alongside Mohamed Salah for this game week in particular. Question from Andy Mack. Who are your top 3 free hit differential picks this week? So again, there's going to be a lot of popular free hit picks. Your Aston Villa guys, Wilfred Zaha, Pickford, Richarlison. So try to pick 3 differential free hit picks here. So I think Michael Keane at Everton. Most people will probably go Pickford, Mikalenko. I think Keane is an interesting option. Hasn't had the best season and certainly hasn't had the best double game weeks previously for those who went there. But he's always got a bit of a goal threat. I think he's played the last 2 games as well. Injury issues with Mina. So Keane should hopefully get 2 starts. So I like Keane for as a difference with a bit of goal threat and good chance of clean sheets there as well for Everton, I think. Damari Gray, again, not in any teams that I've seen in recent game weeks. Decent performance in the last game. Always got the potential of a goal or two over the course of 2 game weeks. And Gallagher, who I mentioned earlier as well. So Michael Keane, Damari Gray, and Conor Gallagher are 3 differentials that I'm looking at. Question from Benno. Does it make sense to get a Villa defender on free hit if you have Zaha? This is something I'm questioning myself because I'm looking to get probably two Everton defenders, two, maybe even three Aston Villa defensive assets. So the question is then, do you want Zaha, who plays against both of those teams? But I think when it comes to Zaha, he is one of the potentially explosive options in the double game week, has penalties. We know his FPL pedigree. So I still think regardless, even if I do load up on Everton and Aston Villa, I probably still will have Zaha, but I think he'll be my only Crystal Palace player in the free hit squad. Realistically, if we do load up on Everton and Aston Villa assets, are we going to get back-to-back clean sheets from both teams? Extremely unlikely. So I think Wilfred Zaha has a good chance of being involved. And again, I'm saying I'm going to double up on Everton and Aston Villa. Maybe that will change before the weekend. Maybe I'll end up going back to Robertson. Cancelo might survive. So yeah, I'm not completely sold yet, in particular on Everton defensive asset. I've got a bit more faith in Villa because I think their fixtures are better in this double game week. Question from Luke. Is Vardy a worthwhile punt for 120 plus minutes, or is it too risky? What about Kane, Richarlison, Ings, Watkins? Are they preferred if you're on a free hit? So Vardy is in my thoughts, but my feelings are I'd probably rather have strikers who I think have a better chance of getting 180 minutes. I don't think Vardy will get 180 given his injury issues this season, given his age, given Leicester don't have much to play for. Dak and Iheanacho are options for Brendan Rodgers. So especially when Vardy played 90 in the most recent game, I'd be extremely surprised if he played 90 three games in a row over a short period of time. So that's given me slight pause. If I think Vardy's going to get 120, would I rather have an extra premium like Salah, KDB or Son for 90 minutes? I think I probably would. So I'm leaning towards no Vardy at the moment. He is in the free hit draft, which I'm going to talk about soon, but I think he'll probably come out of it before the deadline on Sunday. Kane, again, probably would prefer 90 from Kane over a questionable Vardy pick, especially in one of the games is Chelsea. Not that Chelsea have been excellent defensively recently. So Vardy, again, probably a player I should be looking to make up ground, but I'm probably going to look elsewhere, I think, to make up that ground. I just don't like the idea that you have to lose quite a big asset to fit Vardy in because he is still quite expensive. Final question is from FPL B&B. Any Wolves players on a free hit this week? I don't think so. They've got a single game week against Norwich, so that's why the question comes in. But Wolves have gone off the boil big time since the first half of the season. Jimenez, he's had a pretty quiet season. Huang, you don't know if he's going to start. Midfielders, don't think there's too much there. And then when you've got double game week teams, you're going to go for those defenders and goalkeepers over a Wolves defender or goalkeeper. So I don't think there is a spot for a Wolves player in the free hit this week because they've been pretty rubbish.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Moving on to captaincy for Double Game Week 37. Single game week options first. Son at home to Burnley, I think, is right up there as one of the best options. Could easily outscore the double game week options. I think Kane has to be under consideration now as well, given what he did against Arsenal. Kevin De Bruyne away to West Ham. Don't love the fixture, but it is Manchester City and it is Kevin De Bruyne, so that is an excellent captaincy option as well. And then you've got Salah away to Southampton, which I think is one of the best fixtures of the game week as well. But between those three, I think I'd be going Son captain if I owned all three of them. Or let's say I owned Kane as well, I still would be on Son captain against Burnley. Double game week captain options. Richarlison's going to be popular because they've got the two home games against Brentford and Crystal Palace, so I do like him as a captain. Wilfred Zaha, differential captain, away to Villa and away to Everton. Aston Villa have got good fixtures at home to Palace and home to Burnley. Depending on fitness, you could look at the likes of Watkins, Danny Ings, Coutinho now after he's signed. I don't think too many people will go for a defender or goalkeeper captain this week. Not in game week 37. It doesn't sound very exciting. And then Vardy, if you are going for him, you've probably got to consider captaincy as well against Watford and Chelsea. So for me, because my free hit squad's not settled yet, I haven't given captaincy too much thought yet, but I think it will be a double game week captain for me. Even though Son is going to be in my team, I'm going to find it hard to resist a double game week captain and probably might go a little bit rogue just to try make up some ground. So here is my latest double game week 37 free hit draft. Pickford's in goal. It is a 3-4-3 formation, but I think I'll probably end up on a 3-5-2 formation when I take Vardy out. Cancelo, Luca Dean and Matty Cash. So double Villa defence. Cancelo, will he survive or will he not? Midfield, Son, KDB, Jota, if he doesn't start the FA Cup final, and Zaha. And then up front, Richarlison, Danny Ings, if we get news that Watkins is a doubt. Even if he isn't a doubt, I might still take a punt on Danny Ings anyway. And then Vardy's in there at the moment. But, I mean, Vardy could become Kane or Vardy could become a fifth midfield option. And I haven't ruled out Salah, but I think I probably will go against him given my current position. So that's just a quick... Again, haven't given it too much thought yet and it's probably not as different as I would like it to be. I'm 19k now. I don't mind, to me, finishing 19k... and 49k, there's not much difference. So I think I've got to attack this week, try and get closer to the top 10k to give myself a chance of getting back into it on the final day of the season. My team's quite template in game week 38, so I'm not going to be able to make up too much ground on the top 10k that week. So this is my week that I need to attack. So I'm probably going to do that. Maybe I'll have a few drinks Saturday night and go completely bonkers with the free hit squad. So keep an eye out for the team reveal on Sunday morning. Best of luck for the game week, everyone. I'll be back next Friday to preview the final game week of the season. Woohoo! I am certainly going to be happy that this season is over. It's been a frustrating one. It's been a slog. It's been just all the COVID cancellations. It hasn't been a fun season for most people. So looking forward to a bit of normality next season. Normality, World Cup in the middle. Will be interesting as well, but certainly looking forward to a break in June before we do it all again July and August for pre-season. If you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support me as a full-time FPL content creator, visit patreon.com/FPL General. I wish you a green arrow in double game week 37.
The Athletic.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.